Chapter 5. The Boy. Arietti is frightened and wants to go, but a strange voice says,
"Don't move."
It's the boy. He stands up and walks to Arietti. He's a giant next to her. He's got brown hair and brown eyes. Arietti thinks,
"This is terrible. It's a human, and he can see me. It's happened to Uncle Hendriri, and now it's happening to me."
"Why are you so small? Are you a real girl?"
the boy asks.
"Yes,"
Arietti answers in a timid voice.
"I'm Arietti."
The boy smiles at Arietti.
"I'm 10,
he says.
"How old are you?"
"I'm 13,
answers Arietti.
"Can you read?"
the boy asks.
"Of course,"
Arietti answers.
"Why?"
"I don't like reading,"
says the boy.
"But I love hearing stories. Wait here. I want to bring a book and then you can read it to me,"
the boy says. Arietti is worried.
"My father is working in the house,"
she says.
"Nobody must see him."
"Working?"
repeats the boy.
"What's he doing?"
"He's borrowing material to repair our carpet,"
Arietti answers. Suddenly the boy remembers.
"Oh, your father is very small too. He climbed down a curtain with a doll's cup in his hand. He's a gnome."
"Of course we're not gnomes. We're borrowers. We live under the kitchen,"
Arietti says.
"Sometimes we need things, and then we borrow them from upstairs. It's difficult and dangerous too."
The boy is fascinated. Then he tells Arietti new interesting things about football, sport, and India.
"I lived in India, but then I was ill. I'm here to recuperate,"
he says. Arietti tells the boy about Eglantina and Uncle Hendriri and Hendriri's new home in the rabbit hole.
"I can go and find them,"
the boy says.
"You can write them a letter and I can put it in the hole."
"Thank you. That's a fantastic idea,"
Arietti says.
"I can write the letter and put it under the doormat at the front door for you."
"Okay. I must go now,"
the boy says.
"Come soon with the letter."
The boy leaves. Arietti is very happy.
"A human saw me and talked to me,"
she thinks.
"It's incredible."
Suddenly, she hears Pod.
"Why are you in the garden?"
he asks in an angry voice.
"It's dangerous here. We must go home now. It's dinner time."